So we're doing ear training of the modes. You know, when you play a mode, can you hear what mode it is by recognizing the overall sound of it? Not even necessarily just the intervals, but the overall sound, the overall character, the overall color of it. We're going to get into that.
All right, well, here's our example. I'm not going to tell you who are listening what the mode is, but let's play it together. Backwards. Now, of course, one way to identify the mode is, you know, you do the math. Like, you figure out every interval, and then you figure out, okay, well, which interval is that, or which combination of intervals make which mode. But we're going to do it today by ear.
Yeah.
So just by the sound of this, do you think this is a major or a minor mode? Major. Okay, what makes you, what kind of, and this is more aesthetic, like what kind of, like vision, like either a color or some kind of mood, what mood describes this, or color, or whatever words you want to use to describe it, without figuring out the intervals? Just give me your impression of it. Like, you said major, but do you know why? Like, you're correct, it is a major mode.
Just so unfortunately, you know. I go there again because it had a half step between.
Oh, you heard the major 7. Yeah, which that's actually, now that I think of it, all the minor modes, none of the minor modes have a natural 7, not in the basic 7 mode.
Right, right.
So there you go, you heard, I'll take that, even though you may have done it by math.
But it was more like math, yeah. Exactly.
But even though you've done it by math, you could still hear that right. Kind of sounds like a major. I mean, unless you're doing harmonic minor or melodic minor, which we haven't done yet.
It's a whole step.
And then another one is the major third, like, is in there, like not even the math of it, that it's two whole steps up, but that it sounds like, if you memorize the sound of a major third, I use a oh-blah-dee, oh-blah-da, it's like 1, 3, 5, and both of those notes are actually in this. Yeah, like the third note you played is major, like do re mi, and then the next note after that is the fifth, do re 1, 3, 5. Those are all in it.
Oh, I didn't write
out. Hear that? That's the three, and then can you hear that this is the fifth? Like sto one. I don't know if you've memorized certain songs for certain intervals. That's the secret of ear training. You memorize the different intervals based on famous songs. Mine happens to be Star Wars. You know, every time I hear that, I hear Star Wars. But it could be any. It could be like it's still the same interval.
Right.
So, or you know, like that 2001 theme.
So not the whole theme, but little parts of the theme you hear.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you hear a little part of the theme, and that makes you reflect to that. Yeah.
So that's something we haven't done yet, but you can kind of hear 1, 3, 5. It's definitely a major scale. This mode that we're talking about is a major scale. I mean, it's a major mode. I'm sorry, it's not a major scale necessarily, but it's a major mode. Because it's got a 1 natural 3 and a 5. Now, the note that... Can you figure out what note or notes are different from a normal major scale when you play that? Like, if it's not Ionian...
Isn't Ionian the same as a major scale?
It is, yeah, but I'm saying this particular mode... There may be some notes that are not Ionian. Is this mode we're playing just now Ionian?
I thought it was.
All right, so go ahead and play it again. Does it sound exactly like... So let's compare it to a melody that you know is in a major key, like I've been working on the railroad. If I play this is exactly like most nursery rhyme and and folk songs that aren't minor, they're going to be from the major scale, not one of the modes. Usually you don't find modal stuff in that kind of music, you know. Okay. So we're assuming that because of the nature of the content, like it's a folk song, it's going to be a major scale. Does that sound exactly like the mode in question? And I'm going to play the mode in question, so just listen. Or not?
No.
It doesn't, okay? Alright, so let's find which note or notes don't sound like it. Let's start playing it together. In other words, I gave him a fingering, and he doesn't know what mode it is. You just gave him a scale fingering to play. Play the one that's written. So far, does that sound like a major mode? Does that sound like major so far? Wait, don't get ahead. Just, does that sound like major so far? Are we good? Like,
yes.
Okay, good. All right, so that first three notes are good. And then what about this next note? All right, play that note again while I play. Right, correct.
That doesn't sound right.
All right, and now we're going to try and figure out by math. Well, if you did by ear, you would hear, I'm just going to tell you what it is. It's a sharp four, and the tune I use for that is The Simpsons, like The Simpsons. You know, like you recognize the distance between a root and a sharp four, right, or a flat, right, five. Or another one is Maria from West Side Story.
So what scale is the one written here? I'm getting confused.
So we're gonna do the math in a minute, but so far by ear we heard that note didn't belong, and we detected, presumably by ear, not by math, that was a flat five or a sharp four. Let's see if any other notes are not in conjunction with the major scale. So now go to the next note after that, and then that note fit pretty good. So that note right there, does that fit in with the major scale?
Yeah.
Well, play that note and. Fit pretty good?
It seems to.
Okay, yeah. So that note is fine. Next note. Just by sound, can you tell whether that fits? Does it seem to go with it? Does it jive with it, do you think? Just give me your impression. Let me ask you this. If I played a B chord, we're in the key of B. If you play that note, does it fit?
Yes.
Yeah, I would say it does. And then last but not least is the natural seven. We know
those fit.
We know that's in it. Therefore, there's only one note that's different from a major scale, and that's the sharp four. And that's just a definition. The definition of a major scale with a sharp four is linear. It's called linear.
Not mixolydian.
Right.
Oh, see, I was trying to find. I thought it was only
together.
Yeah, so I was like.